This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. And let's run down Port O'Connor way. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Lynn Smith. Hey, Lynn, what's up, buddy?
Man, the wind.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Quite breezy. And well, your favorite direction, southwest.
Perfect. Perfect wind. You know, like I always say, I really don't mind too much of a southwest wind, because we can get away with that.
You got a few good hiding spots down your way for a southwest.
Yeah, we do. And we catch wind on a southwest. I mean, we catch fish on southwest winds, so yeah. It's not a bad deal. But I woke up at 3:30 this morning, and first thing I do is grab my phone and check the wind direction. Heck, it was 22 knot winds at 3:30 this morning. That's 25 miles an hour, you know?
Right.
I mean, come on, man. Give me a break. Oh, man. Yeah, it was howling yesterday. Boy, howdy. It was blowing. Just not giving us a break, you know?
It'd be worse. You could be trying to be an offshore captain.
Oh,
man, those
gosh.
They don't get a whole lot of breaks.
No. No, not really. But, you know, in June, you know, toward the middle of June to the backside of June, it flattens out sometimes. And
yeah,
I know
it does.
Last year, maybe year before last, heck, I was in the surf like 2 weeks straight.
Yeah, you were.
I mean, oh, man. I mean, we got out there. That surf flattened out. And, we whacked them in the surf. So it can happen, you know. That wind switched around to the north, real light out of the north. Surf flatten out. Look out. Yeah, boy, look out. Man, I know some guys got in the surf here a little while back, a couple of weeks ago, and did well.
Yeah, we had a one or two day wind in the surf.
Yeah.
All so far. You know, Cliff, I was talking to Webb yesterday, and his surf's full of fish, but they just can't get a break, can't get it to lay down.
Yeah, well, same here. Yeah, they're out there, no doubt about that.
Man.
Yeah, they're just biting at the bit out there.
I know it.
Yeah, that's the way it goes, you know. We'll get out there. We will. I tell you what, that water was churned up in Intercoastal yesterday.
Was it?
You know, that wind had it churned up. I couldn't believe how it was.
Well, and the tides were on these two-a-day tides, and they're real strong, you know, out and in. And I guess that, along with that wind direction, it just stirs it up, rolls her on up, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A buddy of mine said he ran into Intercoastal to get out of the wind yesterday, and he and his wife, and he said he ran down the Intercoastal to some grass beds that we fish lot. And he said, man, he said, we had to get out of the wind. And he said, we pulled up to a spot, and he said, we were sitting there just fishing a little bit. And he said, an alligator popped up right beside the boat.
He said, feed me. I'm hungry.
He said, it was a pretty good one. Pretty good sized one. Yeah. He said, boy, that was a surprise.
Yeah.
I said, I bet it was.
I bet it was, man. Look at him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you. You never know what you're going to see down here.
No, you don't. Like, that's
Oh, yeah.
Between a lot of people, a lot of people down your way this weekend.
Oh, man. It was a zoo yesterday.
Port of Commerce
hopping. Having that, they were having that ABC tournament yesterday. And with the 5D restaurant, it was packed. I mean, there were just cars out to the highway, you know. Oh, man. They were having that big tournament. And yeah, there was a lot of boats on the water. A lot of boats.
Boy.
Yeah, back to back. Yeah, crazy. You know, it's every Saturday now through the summer, it'll be like that every Saturday.
Yeah.
Boat to boat. Yeah, you can walk on them.
It's,
you know,
fishing season.
I remember one, you know, one year I never forget, I booked Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. And I called Ron Elkins. I said, Ron, you're not going to believe this. I said, I booked Saturday of Memorial Day, not realizing it was Memorial Day. And he said, oh, you're kidding, man. He said, where are you going to go? Where are you going to fish? I said, well, I told him where I was going to go. And he said, oh, there'll be so many boats down there. You can walk on the boats. And I said, well, that's where I've been catching my fish. And I said, I'm going down there. I said, I guess I'll just leave a little early. And so, man, I left a little early, and I ran down there. I never saw a boat down there. There wasn't one boat down there. And, we jumped out of the boat, and this is when the limit was 10, you know. Yeah. And we just smoked them. I mean, everybody got their limits.
Right.
And we were on our way back before we saw the first boat. And I think everybody – thought the
everybody
same
probably
thing.
Thought what your buddy did. Well, it's going to be so crowded down there. We'll go to Plan B.
Exactly. That's
it
exactly
happens
right.
That way. It does.
Yeah. Yeah. We were on our way back with our limits. We had 50 trout on the boat and on our way back before we saw the first boat. Yeah.
That was.
I guarantee
luck.
Oh yeah, I guarantee everybody thought the same thing.
Isn't that something?
Isn't it? But that's the way it works, you know. Yep. But, man, oh, man. But there was a lot of boats here this weekend. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I went over to the dock yesterday over at Clark's, and man, the wind was just howling. And the guy that runs the bait house, he said, well, how come you're not out there? He could hardly hold his hat on, you know. And I said, what, on Saturday? And, man, there was a beautiful X3 shallow sport pulling up to the dock. And I said, well, here comes $150,000
yeah.
pulling up right here. Man. He said, boy, that's a fact. It was a beautiful boat. Oh, man, that was a pretty boat.
Yeah, and, all it takes is money.
That's it, man. That's it.
Some people got more money than others.
Oh, man. You can't hardly get into a good boat these days, you know, under $100,000. You just can't do it.
I mean, gar rigs are 70,000 and 80,000.
Oh, man. It's just crazy. I told him, I said, you look at my boat. I said, you can't get into my boat for under 125, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy nowadays what these boats cost. People get on my boat and I ask them, you know, what do you think this boat costs? And they'll go, oh, what, maybe $35,000? I go, you got to be kidding. I just start laughing. You know?
Somebody texted me yesterday, said, yeah, free fishing day today. I started laughing. I said, fishing isn't free. You may not have to have a license today, but, you know, that's the cheapest part about going fishing is buying the license.
Boy, that's a fact. Man, oh, man.
it just depends on how you fish.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Depends on how far you want to take it.
Yeah.
What's the old saying? Yeah. The best way to become a millionaire fishing is start out as a billionaire.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Oh my goodness, yeah. And your customers don't realize too, you're putting gas in that boat, and I mean my boat doesn't hold as much fuel as yours does, but my boat holds 60 gallons, and I'm putting that ethanol free fuel in mine, and it's $3 a gallon.
That adds up quick,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I remember my boat got real low. I mean, I almost had it on fumes. I hold 96 gallons, and back during the fuel crisis when the prices were just through the roof, I said, I'm going to go ahead and fill this puppy up. It held 90 gallons. I knew I ran it low, but that wasn't cheap. 90 gallons at three-something a gallon.
Woo.
That'll break the bank.
Man, won't it?
And here we are talking, and if we're inshore, just think about, you know, gassing up, you know, fueling up these big offshore rigs.
Oh, my goodness. That'll bring tears to your eyes.
Yeah, it will.
Good grief. Yeah.
That'll even hurt the pocketbook of a rich man.
I've had people call me and, you know, want to know prices and all that stuff, you know, about fishing. And they're thinking about, like, the old days of the head boats, you know, going out, you know, like $25 a person,
yeah,
you know, that type
bucks
of deal.
A head, jump on, let's go, you know.
Yeah. Well, that was way back there. Yeah. No, that doesn't happen anymore. No, not hardly. No, that was way back there. But, no, it's a little more expensive these days.
It is.
Good grief.
Just a little. Everything. I mean, doesn't matter what it pertains to.
Fishing is not cheap.
No.
Fishing is not cheap. No. Yeah. I had some guys were running across the bay, and they'd stuck their rods in the rocket launchers on my leaning post.
Right.
And they were standing behind my leaning post, two guys. And we're running across the bay, going to another spot. And they were standing back there, and they were just talking, you know. And all of a sudden, one of them's hat blew off. And when his hat blew off, he reached up to grab it, you know, just reflexes. Well, he hit one of the reels with his hand and just knocked that rod straight up in the air.
Flew out of the boat.
You know, clean out of the boat. I mean, he knocked it probably 20 feet in the air, you know. And I said, well, there goes about $250. He said, oh, it can't be that much. I said, you don't realize how much this rods and reels cost. I mean, it's not cheap these days, you know.
Yeah, that's just for a customer rig. That's not counting your own personal rod and reel. I mean, you got a good stick that you fish with, you know. It's you know, $450 for a reel, $300 for the rod. You're, you know, looking at $750. You throw that in the water, you threw something away there, brother.
Oh, I'm telling you, they don't realize. They don't have a clue.
Well, look at lures now. Topwater's $15, $17, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I tell you, boy, it adds up quick.
A quarter shrimp's $25 now.
I know it.
Croakers are what, dollar a piece? Live
dollar croaks. A piece. Yeah, dollar a piece. That's right.
And
man.
I know guys who fish with croakers, and they go through, you know, 10, 12 dozen of them. That's a pretty good chunk of change there.
Catch three trout.
But you got to weed through all the critters, you know. Hardheads, gaff tops.
Oh, man.
What have you.
It amazes me to watch these guys come to that bait camp and buy, you know, 25, 50 dozen croakers, something like that. 50 dozen.
Oh, well. Let me knock this break out, Lynn. I'll be right back to you, buddy. Hang on a second.
All right.
Well, folks, the 36th Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's currently going on. Starred Memorial Day. It'll run all the way through Labor Day all summer long. And it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. And get signed up today. You can take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish have been released in inshore waters just waiting to be caught. So be sure and get signed up before you go. And you've got other species you can fish for inshore, like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. And you can offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Easy to sign up. Just go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Shellwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222, sign up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 519 here in the Bayou City. All right, Lynn, we're back, my friend.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I picked up a new reel the other day. I had an old lose reel years ago, and I liked it, but Shimano used to sponsor me years ago, but it's been years, years since I've had a new reel. So anyway, I bought a new reel, a new lose, tournament light, and I sure like that reel. That's a nice reel.
Yeah, I know some people have been throwing that reel. They like it too, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And so anyway, I put some 10-pound backup line on it, and then put some good braid on it, good Suffix braid, 30-pound braid.
Is that what you like, Suffix?
Yeah, I like
Suffix. There's so many braids nowadays.
Oh, God, yeah.
And you hear everybody likes a different braid and this and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Suffix sent me some 50-pound a couple of years ago, and I was going down to Florida snook fishing, and they sent me some 50 pound. I went, oh man, 50 pound. But that was like thread. It was so small, you know?
Yeah.
And gosh, I mean, it was awesome line. I mean, that's so thin. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's what I like about, when I throw braid, I don't throw a lot of it anymore because I don't fish redfish tournaments, but, Seaguar Smackdown, it's real. Uh-huh. I can't believe how much smaller the diameter is on their 20 and 30, you know, versus other braids that I threw. And I like it. It holds up good. When I use it, I just don't use a lot of braid anymore because I don't, you know, target redfish exclusively, you know, like I did when I fished tournaments.
Right. Well, you know, what surprised me down there in Florida fishing with Ward, you know, here he's fishing around those snook and tarpon mm-hmm. and all that, and he doesn't throw braid. He throws mono.
Right.
And that really surprised me. I mean, I really did. And I lost a monster snook down there, and I was throwing mono. And the reason I lost that snook was that I hooked it on a rattle trap, but that snook jumped one time, and he was standing right beside me, Ward was, and when that snook jumped, I mean, that snook came out of the water. It wasn't that far from us, and Ward said, oh, he's 30-plus. I mean, that's a real good snook. And then he went across a sandbar, a point, and went across that sandbar into deeper water. Well, he rubbed that line across that sand and shell and cut me off.
Right.
I think if I'd have had braid, I'd still have that snook. I'd have caught him. But anyway.
I've cut a lot off with braid, you know, even down in Baffin.
Yeah.
When they go across those rocks, that braid touches. That is. That's like razor blades,
sure.
Man.
Yeah, and they're gill plates.
What I could never understand was, you know, if I'm going to put a leader on, I want to make sure the leader I put on is more pound test than the line that I'm throwing. And a lot of guys, they'll have like 30-pound braid, and they'll use 15 to 17-pound leader material. I'm going, seriously? I said, why don't you just tie it on direct? seriously.
Well, he's using 50-pound leader down there.
Right, I can see that.
Yeah, he's using 50-pound leader. Fluorocarbon leader. So you definitely need that on a snook because their gill plates are like a razor.
They're like razor blades, man. If you ever been cut by one, you'll know. You know, they're way worse than a redfish.
Oh God, yeah. No, you don't grab them like a trout or a red behind their gills. You don't do that. You lip them. Yeah, you got to lip them.
Yeah, and with my mono, you know, I mostly throw 10 to 12, but then my leader material is going to be minimum 20 to 25 and 30.
Yeah.
You know, for trout and redfish applications around here. You know, a lot of people go, I use the fluorocarbon and, you know, because, you know, the fish can't see it. And I mean, I fish both ways. I've had where I've broken off a leader and didn't have any with me. And just tied direct straight on, and even with braid, and if the fish are biting, they're not going to be that particular where they're going to look at your line before they hit your lure. They're targeting on that lure if you're working it properly, and they're honing in on that. They're not looking to see if you've got line coming off the nose of him.
That's the way I feel about it. I mean, how many years have we fished and caught fish before fluorocarbon?
Before fluorocarbon or anything. And I always just straight up used to. My leader material, I just buy a big old bulk spool of Big Game 30 and just tie that
there
on for everybody to their mono, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We've gotten way too scientific with this stuff.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, I agree, but it worked before, you know.
Yeah,
it always worked before.
Well, if you noticed, since all the limits went in effect and everything, is that made a big difference on trout in your area? Do you feel like?
Oh, No. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Kind of, sort of, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, kind of, sort of. Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't think so. But, yeah, you know, I don't see that it did, be honest with you. You know, the limits, three limit is awful small, I'll tell you.
It is. It is.
That's,
you know,
that's,
but we were at the point, you know, after the, especially up here with all the floods and then the freeze, and anybody, they're fooling themselves. They think that 21 freeze didn't kill any fish, because it did. But
oh, sure it did.
You know, we were willing to do anything to rebound. And now we're kind of looking at things like, like you said, well, kind of, sort of, maybe. But we've always recovered. You know,
yeah.
We just go through these patterns where you pull these disasters, and, you know, it's been going on since the beginning of time. And these fish
absolutely
always seem to rebound. And
yeah,
hopefully we're making a difference. But I think the predator fish, you know, all the bull reds and the sharks and dolphins and everything else, they take more of a toll on these species of fish than we do, I believe.
Oh, big time. Big time. I haven't seen this many sharks in the bay.
It's getting bad, man.
It is real bad. Yeah. And, I mean, it's really bad. There's a lot of them. And I don't think I've ever seen this many. And they're everywhere. And I have guys, other guys, friends that come up to me and tell me horror stories, you know.
Sure.
They're having sharks taking fish off their stringers and eating their bags and all that. And they say, you ever have sharks come up and hit the bags, you know, the Everlast bags or those other bags? I say, yep, yeah, I've had them.
Yeah,
eat
donuts
the bags.
And then those fish hotels or whatever they call them. And
I mean, oh yeah, hey, if you've got the smell, they're going to eat the.
That's
they're
it.
Going after the smell. You know, it's going to happen. I mean, I've
lost
bags.
Chum bags, videos of chum bags hanging over the side of a boat offshore. Have you seen sharks get on and eat them up? I mean,
If
the food's there and the smell and the blood and the guts and all, they're coming to it. It doesn't matter.
They're
going
to come to it. They're going to come to it. You know, I've had donuts eaten. I've had, you know, I don't know how many donuts I've had taken away from me, you know, and stringers. Oh my goodness. You know, I can't count how many stringers I've had taken away from me.
Oh man.
In the past, you know, and I've had more shark attacks in the bay than I have in the surf. You know, I really have.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Don't get me wrong. I've had some encounters in the surf, but a lot more in the bay. But, I mean, I've had some big boys in the bay too.
I remember
ones.
A guy I know that was waiting down there during Trout Masters and was waiting down by the Darlington. And, you know, there was a little bit of a swell. And he was waiting, I don't know, waist deepish, you know, something like that, on one of the bars. And this swell comes, and there's a big old bull shark surfing in it, and it just ran smooth over him.
Knocked
him
down. Goodness. Yeah. Well, I was down by the Darlington one day. Oh, I'm telling you. There was four of us went down there one day, this buddy of mine, he dropped myself and one other guy off, and they ran down about 300 or 400 yards and jumped out. We were just going to leapfrog, you know, and I was going to pick his boat up and then go get him. Well, we were working our way towards his boat, and I noticed that they were wading back toward his boat. And this buddy of mine who was with me, he said, well, what are they doing? You know, we're going to pick his boat up. I said, I don't know. Maybe something happened. Well, when we got close to the boat, we kind of met him right at his boat, and his buddy was laughing at him, you know. And I said, what's the matter? Well, the guy that owned the boat, he's a big old boy, he's pretty tall and everything, he was soaking wet, and it was a calm day. It was pretty calm, And he said, oh, Mac was wading along on that second bar, and they looked up, and here came two bull sharks coming right toward him, about 6-foot bulls, and they were coming right toward him. And one of them peeled off, and the other one kept coming. And kept coming, and he said, "Hey, he's gonna run between my legs." And when it got close, he tried to jump up in the air to get away from that bull shark, and the bull hit him in the leg.
Oh God!
And knocked him off his feet. Knocked him down.
Boy.
Didn't bite him or anything, but it knocked him off his feet. And I said, "Well, you'd have had to clean my britches out." I promise you, man.
It'd been diaper change time, brother. After that,
I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's you hear more about it every day. Well, there's more people doing it, and plus there's more sharks in the water now, more than I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yes, me too.
It's definitely becoming a problem.
Oh, it is. Now, I told you I got that survey the other day.
Yeah, you told me about that.
About those sharks, and I filled it out and sent it in. I've had several of the people come up to me and ask me if I got the survey, and they did too. And everybody I've talked to filled it out and sent it in. But yes, there are more sharks in the bay now, and
without a doubt.
And without a doubt, and I think. Heck, increase the limit. Yeah, whatever.
Sure. Thin them down.
And, we've got this one guy here that, he keeps them. You know, I've seen him throw 5-6 foot sharks up on the cleaning table and cut them up, fillet them, you know. And every time I see him and he's leaving the dock with customers, I go, kill him. Get as many as you can, man.
Get as many as you can, buddy. Run 5 trips a day if you can.
Yeah,
all right, Lynn. Well, I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about coming down to POC and hooking up and booking up, give them some info how they can reach you, my friend.
You betcha, man. They can get me at 361-935-6833.
All right, buddy. Well, Lynn, have a good Sunday, and I'll talk to you next week. Be safe out there. I'll work on this,
Hey, you too.
I'll see what I can
you
do.
You too, Mickey. Turn it down, buddy.
All right. Later, man.
Bye.
All right. That's Captain Lynn Smith down in Port O'Connor. Time for a break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:37. All right, let's run down Matagorda way now. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Bink Grimes, see what he's doing this morning. I think he's fishing today on a Sunday. Good morning, Bink.
Morning. Good morning.
Hey,
pulling
man.
Up to the dock right now, trying to toss.
Are you? You picking your sports up?
Yeah, we got, oh, heck, it's we're going to leave at about 6. So we got a crew here at the lodge, so we're going to ice up, pull up in here, ice up, take our time, and roll them out.
Right. A lot of people down there this weekend with that Texas trio?
You know, kind of, but they're doing a whole different type of fishing we're doing. You know, they're trying to pop a, you know, get 3 trout and then, I mean, just run full blast to get a redfish and run full blast to get a flounder, you know.
Get a flatty, yeah, I got
they're
you.
They're just, I mean, you should have seen them. I mean, it's just, my Lord, the fast boats yesterday. Lord have mercy, going across the bay.
Well, I tell you, we got some boats now, don't we?
My gosh, you know, when I was fishing, you know, your circuit, when I was in my 20s, you know, I had a Pathfinder, and that was considered the fastest boat in Texas back then. You know,
yeah,
you
that's remember, a slow. That's a slow coach now.
Oh shoot! And I mean, I think we were getting maybe almost 50 out of it, maybe with those 250s on it, with that 22. That was, I think, well, those are considered one of the faster boats. And shoot, you can't even, man, you wouldn't even make a grade now with that, you know. And I don't want to go any faster than that. I don't know. Shoot. I don't understand it. I tell you what, 40 miles an hour in a boat is fast to me. It just is. I mean, I really don't want to go too much over 40, but, you know, unless I'm running from a storm, I do that. I'll test it, you know, when we're running from storms. Mine'll roll about, I guess what I got, if you trim it up, everything, it'll do about 60, 61, but they don't ever see that. It might see 50 when I'm running from a thunderstorm, but most of the time we just easing on back at about 35 to 3800 RPMs and just rolling on in there, you know. Keep those new ones. Double Mercury's on the back, double 450's on the back. My gosh. This ain't my game, man.
No.
Not my game.
What we do to catch fish these days.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Get out there.
Yeah.
Got a $200,000 boat to catch. Go catch a 3-piece of trout.
They might gotta, call that insanity in some worlds.
Got to have fun with it, man.
I know. There's some nice pieces of fiberglass out there.
Boy,
even the ones that we run in Haney's, you know, we love them. And, man, they're just a good piece of fiberglass. And they're not cheap, but they're not the most expensive out there. But they, you know, it's a whole.
Very adequate boat.
Performs.
For what we
just
do.
Performs and holds its value, you know. I mean, just holds its value. And you know, if you know Chris Coulter and you know those guys that build these things, they're just, they're, you know, they've won the Mercury Service Award, I think, now 14 years in a row. And
yeah, they
I mean,
have.
They're just a reason.
Awesome
there's
operation.
Why we drive to Randy's Pass, you know, and what they drive down here to us a whole lot. I mean, we don't have problems, but, you know, just regular service. We'll get four or five of us, and they'll come down and stay in the lodge and bring what they call the ambulance, the Mercury ambulance down there. They converted an ambulance to a makeshift like a maintenance, yeah, you know, and come down here, and it got Mercury stickers all over it, and they'll stay in the lodge and hit, you know, hit four or five boats and and they just take care of us. They're just so good, so good. And, yeah, just a great product.
Back when we fished all those tournaments, all those years, you know, they had all the support groups down there from, you know, Motor Guide, Minn Kota, you know, Mercury, you know, everybody. I think Yamaha had a, you know, everybody was down there. And if you had any kind of problem, man, you'd get in from fishing on the tournament day, they would knock you out right then and there, man, fix your problem and get you going immediately. Pretty impressive. At no
Pretty
charge.
Impressive.
No charge.
Yeah, we don't. If we ever have a problem, which we don't have too many of them, you know, but if you ever, I mean, they're his mechanics. And that's the thing about Chris is, you know, Chris owns all these boats, owns all these dealerships, all that, but that boy still turns tools, you know. I mean, he still gets in there. He taught all him, and he's a gearhead, you know. And
that's it.
And, just, you know, that's just the difference. That's just the difference. If people in this industry know, you know, that's the difference in why we go there. So, hard to beat it. But we're happy to be part of that family.
Well, our old Astros been looking pretty good lately, huh? What, they won 11 out of 15 games?
11 out of 15. Yeah, man.
Winning
you
ugly.
Got a dude. I was watching it last night, you know. Here's Hunter Brown in the fifth inning throwing 98 on the black at the knees. I'm going, you know, that's why people aren't scoring. When you can throw 98 on the black at the knees. My wife goes, "What's the black?" And I mean, she's been with. I said, "The black," said, "You know, she didn't. I never heard me say that, but anyway, you know, and you got him going out every 5 days, and you got Frommer going out every 5 days, and then the other guys. You know, when you got two dudes like that that are pitching as well as they are, that rest of that staff has to pick it up. You know, and they have, and you know, good pitching always beats good hit. People are worried about our offense, and yeah, I wish we had a little bit more, and you know. But we're doing all this without the big Cuban out there, you know. He ain't been played for us in a month. We're doing that without the best dude that drives in the most runs, and without Orton.
You know, the way it was looking, you know, all year with you know during the beginning of the season, how he was just he just didn't look right. Well, now we know why.
He didn't, and he's that good that he can still.
Because he's a pure hitter. You know, not only hit the long ball, I mean, he's a hitter.
No, he does not get fooled very often. He's one of those dudes that even when he just doesn't get fooled, and even when he's going slow and still better than a lot of people's best. So,
hell, Aaron Gaines fixed to start his rehab. Be good to get him back. And, I mean, we're missing, what, five starters out of our rotation this year? I mean, good. Yep. Tried and true starters, and
good pitching always beats offense.
Good pitching over good hitting any day. I'll take the pitching.
Yeah. It does. Over 162 game season, that's just the way it is.
That's life. Well, just like football, defense wins ball games.
It is.
They can't score on you. They can't beat you.
Yes, sir.
Name the game. Well, how's your fishing been? Have y'all has this wind been kind of messing y'all up, especially out of the southwest?
It has a little, but man, we pulled them out of the hat yesterday.
Really?
Golly, good day. My Lord, we had intentions of waiting, you know, and I said we're gonna go out there and look, and if we got a hint of these fish, there's some really good fish in about 5 foot of water, and if I got a little hint of green at all, We're gonna make a drift across that. I have good fishing. We'll throw worms on the bottom. We got across there. I mean, it was a rough little trip across the bay. We got across there and made a drift and shoot. I guess fourth or fifth cast, we popped one about 27 inches. Let her go. Popped
Dang,
one about
that's
4
a good
pounds.
Fish.
Let her go. Come back around. Popped another 4-pounder, let it go. Popped another 3-pounder that went about 21 inches. Let her go and come back around. And it got worse and worse, but we ended up, I think we fished till about 11. It just got really, really gnarly about 11.
Yeah.
But we fished till then, and I think we ended up with about, I think we had probably 10 fish that would have kept, but we we had four that was in the slot and six overs, you know. So
right,
all worms, you know. I caught one about 5 pounds on a plum bass attack. So you know, it wasn't great, but man, I'll take that any day. And that kind of when you got a wind that we've got right now.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna try. We got a little east in it today, so. It looks like it's blowing about 11 to 13 out there. So we're going to try to do the same thing and get them. I got the same guys today. So we're going to hopefully with a little east wind, their mouth will be open just a little bit more. We had a lot of short strikes yesterday. But, I mean, we were catching them in dirty water, you know. And so that's just I'll take it all day long. And stuff like that.
Yeah, since Friday, I went on air, the wind has come down a little bit.
Sure has. I guess Friday we went and I waited Friday and we caught, I don't know, four or five. Wasn't a great bite, but we threw topwaters in and, you know, had, you know, 7-8 blow-ups to hook up. You know, they just didn't really want it. We didn't have fair tides either and, you know, just one of those deals. But we, yesterday.
Yeah, it's a big thing with topwaters is getting them to commit, man.
It is.
It's you can't string those blow-ups, but it's hard to take it off because you see the fish that are coming up on that bait, man, and you'll catch one here and there out of all those blow-ups, and then you put on something else and don't even get a bite. You got to go back to it, you know?
Yeah, you know they're there, and it's a locator, and we knew they were there, so it's hard to leave them when you know they're there, you know? And what side you had, you had bait there, and we just knew going down there. I didn't really want to fish at West Bay. You know, when we're over here, and we got kind of a light tide that just ain't moving a whole lot. We've tried to fish East Bay. We try to because East Bay just is not affected as
well.
Much
it's by not
tide
a current bay, you know, like West Bay is.
It's not. But I couldn't do that on Friday because it was just gnarly out there. You just wasn't a whole lot of, and you know, and it's just one of those days where I had to go to West Bay to find decent water to wade, and so we knew what we were up against. We had a little bite, you know, so the same scenario played out yesterday. You know, I had better water in West Bay, but I had good enough water in East Bay, and if I can do that, I'm gonna take my chances in East Bay, and it paid off. So today our tide's getting a little bit better.
Yeah,
as you're coming up on this full moon, you know, but you just, that's just the kind of deal. I mean, that's from years over here, man. You just, East Bay's just not, when you got a slack tide, man, you better be in East Bay because it just doesn't, it's not as affected.
Those fish aren't as tide related as the fish over in West. And that
they're
makes
not.
Sense. You know, because
and they're a lot like baffin fish, you know. You know, it's a lagoon. You know, they consider East Matagorda Bay a lagoon because we're hypersaline over here, like baffin, you know. And
right.
I believe that's why we grow a big fish like baffin does, because there's no changes, you know. That salinity stays about the same all the time, so there's no swings. And I really believe, you know, when a fish can, his homeostasis can stay about the same, you know, he can grow a little bit bigger, you know. That's what I believe. But, you know, you kind of look at it and you kind of compare it to the baffin with the salinity levels and everything. And I really believe that's why we grow a bigger fish over here.
Right.
Because it's certainly different in West Bay. We don't grow that kind of fish in West Bay, but you've got salinity swings and all kinds of different swings, tide swings over there, you know, and just more variables. I don't know. That's my observation. I don't know if it's true, but it seems to be.
Sounds good. Hey, it's a theory.
Yeah, it sounds good anyway.
Yeah. Hey, you got it.
It's a theory.
Everybody has their own different outlooks and opinions on that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And if it's a confidence booster, stick with it. It makes a difference on the end of the day, catch fish or not, you know.
All we can do is talk about what we know from days on the water, and that's what I've seen. So.
Right.
But we're supposed to have, you know, I think maybe a little bit more wind tomorrow, and I think we're gonna get maybe a little better shot of weather. I think we'll be dodging storms, but that's fine. I'll take the rain, but I think we'll be dodging storms.
Yeah, I'll take the rain if it'll bring the wind down, you know.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. Maybe. That's what I'm hoping for anyway. But we got to catch out every day. We got just a big old crowd.
Yeah, tomorrow's not much rain, really. They're not showing on my app for my area. But the winds, you know, they're calling south 10 to 15. That's better than 15 to 25.
A whole lot better.
Yes.
A whole lot better. You know, even today, you know, 11's a whole lot better than 13. 11
yeah,
from the
Tuesday
southeast
they're showing south winds 5 to 10 with a 70% chance of rain. But at least the wind's down. Fish yep. between storms. Like
We can run from them. They're coming off the Gulf. We can see them and run, you know, five sure. miles over here to the left and let it pass and let it come on shore, then go right back where it was. And we like that. That's June. That's the good old days, June, man, that we used to fish all these that made Matagorda, you know, just all come out there in low pressure and just light off, slicks popping everywhere. And,
oh, man.
Man. Man, I'm so happy to be alive. You know?
That's you true. Think,
man, it's the best job in the world.
Well, that's a good thing about slicks. It lets you know the fish are there, and
it does
keeps you chunking. You don't get discouraged as easy. But boy, when you don't see anything, the bait's down, no slicks. I mean, it's hard to keep chunking.
It's discouraging. Yeah, it is. They slicked up pretty good yesterday at times when they fed. They really did. It was really. Really good, you know, you'd smell it behind you because the wind was blowing. You look and shoot, there's one. There's a trash can. There, you know, it's a trash can slick. There's a, and so.
Do y'all,
that's better.
Do y'all seem to have a lot of shrimp in your bays right now?
Yeah, we do.
Good. We sure do. Well, then you got sure fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's, we've had, this is kind of abnormal, but we've had birds work for, I guess, probably 6-7 weeks down on the east end. Now, they haven't had, you know, good fish underneath them, but they're over shrimp, you know. And
right.
A lot of, I haven't seen that in a while, man, during the summertime. We'd see it during June when it got real slick, and there'd be like one or two little pods pop up over there on that north shoreline because those shrimp are riding ICW and coming in. But, man, we've seen it more this year, and and they started out actually on the south shoreline, and just hadn't seen that a whole lot. But that tells us. But you know, hadn't been a whole lot. It's not like our fall bird, you know, where they got good fish underneath them. They just hadn't had fish underneath. You know,
well, and as we keep recovering, you know, and bouncing back, and our fish populations get better, these bird fish will get bigger over time too.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, like it used to be, instead of just the old dink thing, you know, the last couple
no,
of years,
they will.
I see birds. I don't even mess with them unless I see reds blowing up under them. You can tell the difference, you know, when then you slide in there and fish them with the reds and the better quality fish. But it'll come.
Yeah, it will. And I'm kind of glad that they're all small fish underneath them because people just go crazy when word gets out, you know.
Boy, when word gets out on birds working with keepers under them, man, everybody's coming.
They're coming and they're running over. They don't care. It's like they
chop them.
I mean, it's just chop them through.
Oh Lord! All right, Bink. Well, I know you're busy. You got to get to your guys and everything. If somebody wants to come down to Matagorda and stay in the lodge and fish, do the whole thing. Give them some info how they reach you, buddy.
All right, MatagordaSunriseLodge.com 979-241-1705. The pool is pretty cool, man. We came in yesterday, and those suckers did a swan dive in here. I come, we cleaned their fish, and they were already playing, trading $100 bills on the putting green and doing swan dives in the pool.
Swimming cool and putting place. While the guides are cleaning fish. Life is good.
Yes,
all right,
life is
buddy.
Good.
Thanks, Bink. Y'all have a good day. Okay. Catch them up.
Okay.
See you, man. All right, that's Bink Grimes down at Matagorda Sunrise Lodge. And it's time for our top of the hour break and the national anthem coming up. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.